Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Stanley Cup Final returns to the Garden tonight. It's Game 5 with the Bruins and the St. Louis Blues all tied up. The good news for the Bruins, two of their three possible remaining games will be here in Boston. The bad news, injuries have depleted their defense corps. For more on the quest for the Cup, I'm joined this morning by WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. Good morning, Shira. Good to see you.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's start with that defense. In Game 4, as we know, the Bruins suffered a big blow when Captain and defenseman Zdeno Chara took a puck to the face. What's his status for tonight?
Well, Coach Bruce Cassidy didn't actually have much of an update on Chara yesterday, though several reports say Chara suffered a broken jaw. He was not at practice yesterday, and judging from that and Cassidy's limited comments, it sounds like the Bruins are not expecting him to play tonight.
Huh.
It's actually, though, not surprising because of how bad it looked when the injury actually happened. He took a puck to the mouth in the second period of Game 4. He dropped to the ice, bleeding, and then was helped to the locker room. Cassidy did say he should know more about Chara's injury status and availability today. He was hopeful that even if he misses Game 5, he could be back for Game 6. Chara's pain tolerance is legendary, so if he can play, if he's medically cleared to play, his teammates expect him on the ice.
So we may not actually find out until game time tonight on that.
Exactly, but it's doubtful for tonight.
All right. There was some good news yesterday on the injury front for the Bruins.
Yeah, on the positive side, defenseman Matt Grzelcyk was back skating at practice yesterday. That was the first time he was back with teammates since he suffered a concussion in Game 2 when he was hit from behind, though I should mention he was in a red non-contact jersey. He hasn't played since he was concussed, and he's still in the NHL's concussion protocol. But skating at practice is a very, very good sign. And after practice, Grzelcyk talked about his concussion, his recovery process, and the prospect of potentially playing tonight.
The toughest thing is just not being out there with the team. Having to sit and watch is obviously tough when you get to the stage. So, you know, hopefully I get cleared to play, and if I get called, I'll be ready.
Yeah, if Grzelcyk can play, obviously a big, big boost for the Bruins, especially if Chara can't. But still a lot of unknowns going into the lineup and a lot of potential game time decisions.
You know, I think especially if you're in St. Louis, you have to say the Bruins lineup uncertainty seems to give the Blues an advantage tonight. What did you hear yesterday from the players and the coach on how the Bruins are handling that uncertainty?
Yeah, I was in the locker room yesterday and listening to press conferences held by the Bruins. And Cassidy said in his press conference that mentally the players will be fine. He's confident about that because they've won big playoff games before without key players, though that wasn't in the Stanley Cup final. And they weren't missing a player like Chara, who's not only a big physical presence, but a big leadership presence as the captain of the team. Cassidy said that the players know it's very important to step up, but he doesn't want one player thinking he has to go in there and be a hero.
I think it falls on the whole team. You lose a little bit of your team defense, well, maybe you got to create more offense to balance that out. You got a guy that kills penalties well, maybe stay out of a little more discipline.
Basically, stay out of the penalty box. That said, it's worth noting that the momentum swings in this series have been absolutely crazy, game to game and actually period to period. So it's a bit unpredictable what will happen tonight.
All right, from the ice to the stands, with the Bruins back at home, the fans will have their rally towels out tonight. And those towels sparked a controversy in the last home game as they were sponsored by Barstool Sports, a company with a reputation of misogyny. The Bruins took some heat on that.
Yeah, and so one of the people I think is important to say who took the Bruins to task was Somerville Mayor Joe Curtatone. He went on Twitter to say the Bruins should have nothing to do with Barstool. I talked to him, and he drew attention to the fact that the NHL said it's trying to be more inclusive, and he says joining with Barstool really goes against that. Here's Curtatone.
These are moments to celebrate our home teams and participate in the excitement and joy of competitive sporting events, but not to give even any passive endorsement of any type of activity or organization that condones or promotes any type of hateful, harmful, or racist or sexist or misogynistic comments. And that's why I spoke up.
Now, the Bruins have been conspicuously quiet about the controversy. I contacted the team and asked if they had any comment, didn't hear back from them. Curtatone would like to see the Bruins apologize and basically recommit to the values, the inclusivity that the team claims it's trying to promote. Right now, of course, the Bruins' entire focus is on the ice.
Well, it'll be interesting to see tonight if there are fewer rally towels being waved by fans.
Yeah, interesting to see.
All right, WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having me.